Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
What's going on with your money? Let's find out. Paul Nolte is here, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Paul, good morning. I guess the big question is, how will the war in Israel affect the markets?
It did a little bit yesterday. Certainly the energy market was the key. And then you saw investors kind of early on, at least, when the markets opened up, race to the safety of the dollar and to treasuries. Mm-hmm. And that is the standard issue, safe trade. Some of that's getting unwound here this morning. Interest rates back up a little bit. The dollar's down a little bit. So the geopolitical events tend to have a relatively short shelf life, a couple days, maybe a week or so, and then investors turn back to the economy.
Everybody thought Monday would be a bad day for the stock market, but it was not at all.
Well, it was when it first opened. I mean, we were down almost a full percentage point at the open, and then as traders kind of get comfortable with things and looked around and heard from some of the Fed officials saying, well, maybe we're kind of done with raising rates. We don't have to be as aggressive anymore. Investors took that to heart. And again, like I said, it's more on interest rates in the economy, and that's really what's going to drive the market. So the short-term knee-jerk reaction we did see at the open, and that carried on to mid-morning until we got some comments from the Fed officials.
What is all this going to do to oil prices and eventually the price at the pump?
My magic eight ball says wait. It's really going to be a hard one to determine and how this is going to have an impact on the Middle East. The Middle East has been pushing up energy prices consistently. They've been cutting production. Certainly Russia plays into this role as well. And the U.S. has cut production over the last 4 or 5 years. So all of those are going to be playing into that dynamic. So it's going to be a tough one to handicap here.
Is the key economic number you guys are watching now the inflation reports?
Because we're all data dependent, we're watching everything.
I knew you'd say that.
But yes, the next up is the inflation report tomorrow. And that's going to be, you know, along with the employment numbers, which were very good on Friday, is going to be the key for the Fed. And if we can get to that Goldilocks scenario of declining inflation and still strong economic growth, the Fed is going to be ecstatic and probably staying on the sidelines, which will be good for the markets.
What about the strikes at the various auto plants?
That one's going to be hard to handicap. This one, I think, is going to be probably have an impact to probably 0.2 to 0.4 off of GDP. So it will slow our economic growth. It's something that normally does recover once the strikes are over, but it does have a short-term impact on economic growth. It may have some impact on pricing. It will certainly have an impact on supplies, as many of the suppliers to the auto manufacturers are put on the sidelines because the demand's not there.
How is the bond market affecting all of this?
The bond market has been rising. I should say interest rates are rising. The bond market has been declining. And the yield curve, which was very inverted, meaning the short-term rates were a percentage point higher than the longer-term rates, have kind of flattened out. We're only about 30 basis points or a quarter of a percentage point difference now between short and long-term rates. The bond market is reacting to inflation data and economic growth. So we're still at 5% almost across the board, which I think provides a very good rate of return, a very good alternative for investors to the equity markets that we really haven't had for 15 years. So we're seeing a lot of investors move to bonds.
Wall Street Journal reports today on the markets, and I'll read this to you from one of their columnists. Markets on Monday morning reacted perfectly logically to the most serious attack on Israel in 50 years. Logically? Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, it is. Because when these types of events come about, you get that reaction negative. You get the flight, like we talked about, the flight to the dollar, the flight to bonds, and selling of equities, buying defense companies, buying oil companies. And like I said, that persists for a few days and tends to unwind a little bit. So I think we're going to see a little bit of an unwind unless there's more activity in the Middle East, in Israel. We'll see some of that unwind here in the next day or two.
Well, I knew you'd throw an unless in there somewhere.
It's kind of on the other hand. It's always in our bag.
Senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Silvest, Paul Nolte. Thank you, as always. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Absolutely. Talk then.